Hello, and welcome to the Crystal Lightworkers podcast to aid spirituality and well-being using crystals. My name is Jackie Winters, and I am the founder of the British Academy of Crystal Healing. And today I'd like to share with you some information on rhodochrosite, how to set boundaries, drop barriers, and help soft tissue regeneration. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast, and thank you for taking the time to join me. So let's speak about rhodochrosite. Rhodochrosite comes in various shapes and colours, but mine is in peaches and cream. I love it. This is a banded beauty and will offer you so much. It is easily available and comes from places in Argentina, South Africa, Peru, Montana, Colorado, Russia, Romania, Spain, China, Gabon, Mexico, and Japan. So it's obviously easily available. So when I asked my inner guidance which crystal I was to connect to for my next podcast, I heard quite clearly rhodochrosite. Now, this is not a crystal that I'm overly familiar with, so I am enjoying getting to know the spirit of this stone in more depth. As soon as I asked to be connected to the spirit of this amazing crystal, the phone rang. And my inner child was not happy. What? You ring me now when I'm meditating? And instead of ignoring the phone, I answered it and stayed in the vibration of annoyance, trying to keep it under wraps whilst I had a conversation. Have you ever done that? Totally ignored your own inner needs and acted out of an automated way. After the conversation, I resumed the meditation and rhodochrosite said, "Boundaries, my dear. Boundaries are what you need in your life." Oh my goodness. Yes, 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 you are totally correct, rhodochrosite. I held that annoyance within my gut during the whole conversation. I would in no way be anything other than polite to the person I was speaking to, so I held the annoyance within my body and I felt the aggravation it was causing me. I have done that too often in my life. I get distracted from what I'm doing and I go into an automated reaction. And then I wonder why I don't complete creative projects and get aggravated. Aggravation, annoyance, anger all create inflammation. And I was feeling that inflammation in my gut. Now, inflammation left over a long period of time creates toxicity that eats away at your soft tissue, the colon, small intestine, heart. In fact, any muscle tissue can become thin and leak toxicity into the bloodstream. And well, there are many complications that can happen from there on in. Okay, so I realized I need to set boundaries. I need to be more vigilant on where I place my awareness and who and what I give my time to. I remember a shaman once reminding me that time is more precious than gold because time will one day run out, whereas gold will always be here. Very true. So, yeah, this is something that I need to start making myself more aware of. So my small intestine feels as though it may be becoming thin due to the lack of boundaries. Note to self, pay more attention to my own needs and stop being so automated. Now, I do understand all of this that I'm sort of sharing with you, but I'm still on a journey myself and I'm still learning about myself. And I did know that I had a problem in that area. And one of the first things I realized is that rhodochrosite pulls awareness to where you get angry, where you get agitated, frustrated, or aggravated. And for me, this means putting boundaries in place. And maybe it does for you too. It also makes me smile that rhodochrosite is striated. And striated is where the growth pattern is shown in lines on the crystal. So often on rhodochrosite, you can actually see the growth pattern where the lines are fully displayed. And maybe that's Mother Earth's way of letting us know that it's helping us to put boundaries in place. I know when I was studying herbalism, my tutor said that Mother Earth always gives us signs as to what nature is good for. So look at the shapes of the growth patterns within nature and they will speak to us, which I found very interesting. Rhodochrosite then, when I got back into meditation with it, said, by putting boundaries in place, you are enhancing the act of self-love. How much of your awareness do you give to others before you finally say no? How much tolerance do you have to things that are not good for you? And these are questions that you need to contemplate on. And that's what I got when I spoke to Rhodochrosite, to make sure that I contemplate regularly on myself and make sure that I'm not giving too much of my awareness to other people and not to have too much of a tolerance to things that are not good for me. I also felt that Rhodochrosite was reminding me that I must be able to recognize and show respect to other people's boundaries as well, and to lower my expectation of others and honor their space. For me, this part of the spiritual connection with Rhodochrosite was all about my mental attitude and subconscious programming of the mind. However, when I asked the spirit of Rhodochrosite to speak to me about my emotional health, oh my goodness, I noticed how my body tensed up regarding situations of self-worth. I noticed that I reacted to events, conversations, and scenarios that I linked to issues of self-worth by putting up a subliminal energetic barrier, like a protection, like an energetic protection to stop me from getting hurt. But I was actually squeezing a muscle inside of my body, reacting to this barrier. Now, I hadn't previously been aware how deep this barrier went. I knew I put up a barrier. You know, I think all of us do when we think somebody's going to upset us emotionally. But the energy was actually going right down onto a muscular level and living in my body. And in particular, in the area where I have a fibroid, a tumor made from muscular tissue, which I think some of you listeners are probably aware of now. Rhodochrosite took my awareness really deep within me to help me understand that this barrier was actually affecting my physical body. This energetic barrier protecting me emotionally was actually creating disharmony within my body. And again, the area was my small intestine and spleen. Now, I know in JSJ, JSJ stands for Jin Shin Jitsu, which we incorporate into our classes, that the small intestine flow of energy is linked to the heart energy. So this was now all starting to make sense to me, that the small intestine was trying to protect my heart from any more emotional scars. The toxins from past emotional trauma had been stored in my muscular system and created a fibroid tumor. And I'm just going to throw in a note here that if you are interested in learning more about Jin Shin Jitsu, which is all about the energy and how it locks in the body and what attitude causes it to lock and the direction of the energy of each organ and how it flows through the body, we do cover some of this in our diploma course, and that might be of interest to you. The next intake is on the 8th of September and it is all delivered online. So back to Rhodochrosite. So I said to the spirit of the stone, so if I'm capable of creating this growth, I must be capable of uncreating it too. And with this, I got a resounding yes, yes, you can and you are healing it. But Jackie, you have chosen to look at all aspects of what created this manifestation in the first place. And you are looking to understand it so that you can help others. You're looking at understanding the mental conditioning that created it, the emotional insecurities that you are carrying and how you are putting these barriers up. And also recognizing the physical sensations that your body is sending you that are connected to the creation of your large fibroid. Energy has to flow freely through the body. So you have to drop the barriers that you are putting in place and relax into any sensations that arise. And if feeling lack of self-worth is what your soul wants you to experience, then do not resist it. Fall into that feeling. Give it house room in your body and allow the energy of the feeling of lack, self-worth, whatever, to flow through you. When you erect an internal energetic barrier of protection, you are freezing that fear into your body. You are subliminally saying, I don't want to feel this, whatever this is. And left for long periods, it will manifest into either a growth, a tumor, a cyst, whatever is the manifest form of the feeling you are resisting. So mentally, this amazing crystal is helping us to put boundaries in place, and emotionally, it helps us to drop barriers. And physically, it appears to work on the muscular system and soft tissue. It soothes the inner child and reassures us that it is okay to feel feelings of unworthiness, lack of love, lack of self-worth, whatever, because none of them are true. They are all just an emotional reaction to an incorrect conditioning or learned behavior. Wow. Okay. So connecting to this beautiful vibration also seems to have helped me with my damaged knee. I had a skiing accident years ago and damaged the cartilage in my left knee. And whilst working with this crystal, I noticed my knee was drawing my attention. It started to ache, and it hadn't ached for a long time. And it also started sort of feeling sorry for itself, if you get my drift, and reminding me of this old injury, which is many years ago. But as time went on working with the crystal, maybe a week or so, my knee definitely started to feel better. The dull ache subsided to a tightness that seems to be also loosening up the more I stay tuned to the Rhoda Crowsight and apply the wisdom that I am getting from it. Nostalgia surfaced whilst wearing Rhoda Crowsight. Rooting through old photographs, remembering good times, feeling internal joy and happiness, and remembering my real inner values and the good times I've experienced, plus the more importance of life. I am really, really fortunate. I do enjoy my time. I love creating these podcasts and chatting with you guys, even though I haven't even met you. Sharing my life with you and sharing my wisdom that's coming through from the crystals and hopefully helping you to understand what the crystals are capable of. I am happier than I have ever been in a long, long time, and I am truly grateful because it hasn't always been this way for me, and I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about, but I am now reaping the rewards of pursuing what I loved to do, listening to my body, taking care of myself and recognizing my truth and getting rid of automation. Now, physically, Rhoda Crowsight also heals the heart, which of course is also a muscle. It repairs the tissue that gets damaged through anger, aggravation, and annoyance. It helps the pericardium, the soft tissue that surrounds the heart, to protect your heart by dropping those barriers. It helps those who are oversensitive to allow the feelings to flow and not get caught up within the muscular system. It repairs lung tissue and restores a nice pink color and health to the lungs. It releases stuck energy, thereby aiding elasticity of the tissue, diaphragm, expansion and contraction. It definitely aids healthy skin formation, and it inspires. Well, I have to say, Rhoda Crowsight, like all the other crystals, does not disappoint. It offers so much mentally, emotionally, and physically. And my advice really is that if you need any help in the areas that I've just spoken about, maybe invest in a piece. However, before using Rhoda Crowsight, if you would have asked me if I needed help in any of those areas, I would have said no. Do I hold emotion in my body? No, I don't think I do, but I did. Do I put up boundaries? No, I don't. I just act in an automated way. And do I erect a barrier subliminally if I think someone's going to hurt you? No, I didn't think I do, but now I know I do. Rhoda Crowsight helped me to see deeper into what's happening in my energetic field and in my physical body. So, on behalf of all human beings, Rhoda Crosite, I thank you for the exceptional work that you are doing in aiding the evolution of mankind, helping us to grow into a kinder, more awake awareness of how our thoughts and feelings are affecting our physical body, returning us to harmony and wellness. So, thank you, Rhoda Crosite. Thank you so, so much. Okay, guys, that's virtually it for today. So thank you for joining me. And if you want to come on any of our courses, we now have recorded video classes that you can purchase and download to do at any time that you want to. So there's no time difference between you guys over in America and us over here in the UK. So, or wherever you are in the world, I know some of you are tuning in from Oceania. So wherever you are, we have some video classes now available for you to download on our website. On the homepage, just go to video classes. If you want to join us on any of our Facebook pages, British Academy of Crystal Healing, or on our group, Crystal Shamans, we would love to welcome you. So all that is left for me to say now is enjoy playing with your crystals. And if any of you want to share any of your enlightenment with me, I would love to hear from you. So sending you all lots and lots of love from a genuine, authentic place within my heart. I love you all. And let's make a difference out there in the collective consciousness. Take care. Speak to you soon.